Milton, a United Nations Security Council meeting on the violence between Israelis and Palestinians broke up on Tuesday without issuing a statement. But France says it proposed a resolution calling for a ceasefire in coordination with Israel's neighbors, Egypt and Jordan. Beijing's ambassador to the UN told reporters his team had heard the French ceasefire proposal and China was supportive. Sporadic bombardment of Gaza City continued after midnight into Wednesday morning. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Tuesday the Biden administration expressed its support for a ceasefire between Israel and Gaza militants. Speaking at a briefing in Reykjavik, Blinken said, "Our goal remains to bring the current cycle of violence to an end as quickly as possible and then bring the parties back to the work of building lasting stability." U.S. President Joe Biden released a statement on his second known call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday, which were similar to previous administration statements of support in principle for a ceasefire. But the American leader stopped short, demanding an immediate stop to the days of Israeli airstrikes and Hamas rocket barrages, which have together killed more than 200 people, most of them Palestinian. Blinken is joining foreign ministers of the 8 members of the Arctic Council in Iceland for talks on climate change. Trade ministers from the United States, Canada, and Mexico on Tuesday said they held robust talks on the new North American trade deal and agreed to focus on fighting climate change and ensuring the voices of underrepresented groups are heard in a joint statement issued after the first meeting in the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. They also vowed to crack down on imports of goods using forced labor. VOA News. Jesus Santrich, one of the most prominent leaders of a group of Colombia's former FARC rebels, has been killed in Venezuela in an operation by Colombia's military, this according to former FARC dissidents on Tuesday. The former dissidents, who call themselves Segunda Marquetalla, said in a statement Tuesday that Santrich was traveling by a truck in Venezuela when it was attacked by Colombian commandos. Santrich was wanted by the United States on drug trafficking charges and had long been thought to be based in Venezuela. Earlier on Tuesday, Colombia's defense minister told Reuters the government was working to confirm whether Santrich had indeed been killed. Venezuela's government has not commented. China says it is ready to hold peace negotiations between warring Afghans. Foreign Minister Wang Yi discussed peace prospects in phone conversations with his Afghan counterpart, Mohammad Hanif Atmar, and National Security Advisor Hamdullah Mohib. Beijing is increasingly worried the withdrawal of U.S. and NATO troops from Afghanistan will descend the turmoil-hit neighbor into chaos and make it a sanctuary for Islamist militants. U.S. President Joe Biden announced last month that it was time to end the war in Afghanistan and directed the remaining 2,500 American soldiers to leave the country by September 11th. NATO allies are also pulling their roughly 7,000 troops from the country in line with Biden's decision. The leader of Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives said Tuesday he opposes creation of a commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol building by supporters of former President Donald Trump. 5 people died and dozens were injured in the violence surrounding the break-in at the Capitol building on the day President Joe Biden's election victory was certified. Kevin McCarthy said he opposes the investigation because he believes any probe should also address other acts of political violence in the United States over the past few years. And Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas has filed a lawsuit against the city of Lubbock over an abortion ban voters approved earlier this month. Planned Parenthood says the ordinance will infringe on women's constitutional right to seek an abortion. The lawsuit was filed on Monday in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Texas. The complaint came on the same day that the U.S. Supreme Court said it would take up a major challenge to the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling that legalized abortion nationwide. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.